whisked away to the Bahamas for a sex party. At the spurt of the moment, I was invited to a sex party in the Bahamas. And as if that weren't enough, we were flying there in a private jet. Excited as all get out, I packed my bags and off I went. New Bahamas friends. I stepped onto this amazing plane, the first private jet I'd ever been on, and it was gorgeous. The leather seats were like couches instead of rows. Deep red, rich carpeting and shiny metal everywhere else. An enormous television set was already playing porn, cock-sucking porn, one of my favorites. I was the third person on the plane, and I was worried I would seem like an overeager slut to get on the thing, and took my seat on the opposite side from the other two, one of whom was our host. Next up the stairs was a T-girl, my face lit up as she lowered her head to enter the cabin. Dressed simply in black, I could see the strap of her bra as the shoulder of the dress drooped a bit. She also wore a burgundy velvet choker, a sure sign of a submissive. I was in heaven. I patted the empty seat next to me, grinning hugely, and said, probably a little too loudly, "Here, sit with me." She looked a tad startled at my exuberance, but obediently sat down. My assignment. The owner of the jet, a dom, asked if I was up for a challenge that evening. I said I would love a challenge without even knowing what I was asking for. Turns out, the T-girl sitting next to me had never sucked a cock, but wanted to in the worst way. Everyone knowing how I love to suck cock and teach others how to, they thought it would be a perfect match, and I readily agreed. During the flight, I pulled one of the lifelike dildos out of my bag. I always bring a selection, including some that looked nothing like cocks, and I began to educate my night submissive. A little kiss here, a slide of the tongue there, tickle the slit. She laughed embarrassingly as I leaned into her, helping her to relax. I told her she cannot laugh with a real cock, unless, of course, it was a teeny weeny. Her eyes bugged out at me, and I told her I would not be giving her a micro penis for her first cock, so not to fret. But then she said, "But not too big either, right?" I said, "We shall see."